two city council committees held a recent hearing about ways to help small businesses, but what was being discussed was not what small business advocates in attendance wanted to hear. Richard Barr has this report.
The Council Committee on Small Business and the Subcommittee on Zoning and Franchises took up the topics of zoning and incentives for promoting retail diversity and preserving neighborhood character. This was intended to address, among other things, the loss of neighborhood mom-and-pop stores. The council members and the representatives of city agencies called on to testify discussed zoning and land use policies, such as size and frontage limitations, chain store restrictions, expanding the amount of commercial spaces by expanding commercial overlays, set-asides of space for small businesses, providing small retail spaces in city-supported developments, and increased capital investment in streetscapes. Those were the proposed zoning and land use policies. And then there were the proposed financial incentives, such as credit line mortgages, reduced corporate tax rates, commercial rent tax breaks, and New York's Urban Community Investment Fund. What the council and other city officials did not come there to address was what small business advocates from outside government wanted to hear about and came themselves to discuss: the need for some kind of commercial rent control and for small businesses to be given leases that are long enough to afford them some stability. Versions of a bill that would accomplish some of these goals have been proposed by council members for the last 30 years and have often attracted the support of a majority of the council, but they have never been permitted to reach the floor for discussion and a vote. The current version of the bill is called the Small Business Jobs Survival Act, or SBJSA. The advocates, who were only given the opportunity to testify at the end of the meeting, when only the two committee chairs, Robert Cornegie and Donovan Richards, were still there to hear them, were the only ones to bring up SBJSA at the hearing. To these advocates, all the other approaches would be mere band-aids on the problem of disappearing small stores. At a rally on the City Hall steps before the hearing, leaders of various community groups expressed similar views on where we are on this issue and the reasons why. Kirsten Theodos is with Take Back NYC.
We're a coalition of residents, small business owners, and community leaders. And we all have one goal, which is to see that City Council votes on and passes the Small Business Jobs Survival Act, which is a bill that's been introduced in City Council in 2014 that would basically give rights to small business owners, artists, anyone with a commercial lease, so they can negotiate a fair lease with their landlord.
Theodos says the bill should have passed in 2009. It had 32 council members supporting it.
And the speaker at the time was Christine Quinn. Right before this bill was to go for a vote, she killed the vote using an unsubstantiated legal roadblock. After that happened, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz hosted a legal review panel to review and establish the constitutionality of this bill. It was found to be fully constitutional and legal, and there was still no movement. In 2014, Annabelle Palma of the Bronx reintroduced the bill as a Small Business Jobs Survival Act. This is the eighth time. And since 2014, not a single council member has made an amendment to this bill to make it more passable, if you will. That's never happened. That indicates to me that this is clearly isn't a priority for City Council to save our desperate mom and pop business owners who are struggling to survive, not because of rent, not because of fines. They're struggling to survive because of the high rents and not being able to negotiate a fair lease.
I've heard that currently a majority, like 27 council members, supposedly are prepared to vote for this?
Correct. We have 27 council members. That is the majority of the 51-member body of the council sponsoring this bill. I guess what's really disconcerting is, you know, today we have a hearing called by the Small Business Committee to discuss zoning and landlord incentives. And this bill, the Small Business Jobs Survival Act, which is actually addressing the crisis of high rents, is being deliberately excluded from the conversation.
The advocates believe that the SBJSA is not being discussed on the council floor because of real estate industry pressure, specifically the Real Estate Board of New York, or REBNY. Here's Lynn Ellsworth, coordinator of New Yorkers for a Human Scale City, a five-borough alliance of neighborhood, civic, and tenant groups.
The small business sector is gushing blood. We don't need Band-Aids. We need major surgery. And the best surgery we can think of right now is the Small Business Job Survival Act. So it's really perplexing to me that the City Council won't hold a hearing on that act, won't talk about, or just bring it to a vote. There's probably enough people to talk about it. I don't know why, and I'm guessing that it's probably that big real estate doesn't like it. And from what my own research has shown, that seems to be the case. There's a lot of press releases from REBNY saying they don't like it. That's not reason to kill it. And in fact, City Council members who are naysaying the Small Business Job Survival Act on its constitutional grounds should be ashamed of themselves. There's enough legal research to show that this is totally constitutional. It provides the best we can do in terms of security of tenure for small business. So why not bring it to a hearing? Surgery, not Band-Aids.
Jenny Dubnow is with ASAP, the Artist Studio Affordability Project. She also came to City Hall to ask for passage of the SBJSA.
We're undergoing a huge crisis, and the basic reason for the crisis is skyrocketing rents. And the same gentrification that's happening to residential tenants is also happening to commercial tenants. And that goes from mom-and-pop stores to industrial manufacturers to working artists. We get enormous, you know, entire buildings are being emptied out in industrial zones, and hundreds and thousands of artists are losing their spaces, and some are leaving the city.
Like the others, Dubnow sees the real estate lobby as the obstacle to SBJSA successfully moving through the council.
I think in 2010 there was pretty much a supermajority of council members, like 30-something, who were willing to vote for it. Right now we have 28, I believe. That's enough to pass, but it never comes to the floor. Robert Cornegie Jr., who's the head of the Committee on Small Business, just won't bring it to the floor. And in my opinion, the reason it doesn't pass is because the real estate lobby doesn't want it to pass. And I think too many of our elected officials get huge campaign contributions from the real estate board, REBNY. And REBNY has called this bill a constitutional taking, as though giving small businesses and commercial leaseholders the right to negotiate their lease and have a fair say is somehow taking something away from them. And I think that very language is being used by some city council members right now, that this is, quote, illegal. The bill is not legal. Some of these same council members, like Brad Lander, like Julissa Ferraris, like Melissa Mark Viverito, supported this bill back in 2010, and now they're saying it's illegal. Well, that language is too similar to REBNY's language for me to take it at face value.
As much as the advocates call for the passage of SBJSA, a bill 30 years in the waiting, Dubnow points to a time further back in the city's history when an even better system of small business protections was in place.
What I would love to see in New York City is true commercial rent control, which this bill is not. New York City had true commercial rent control, but from Mayor LaGuardia and Albany, from 1945 to 1963, the city survived, capitalism did not collapse, no one got evicted, and it was in response to what they just deemed an emergency with post-war speculation. Now, if we're not in an emergency now, I think it's even worse now than it was, with a city being decimated. There's shuttered small businesses throughout the city in all the boroughs. Residential and commercial tenants are suffering through a crisis, and I want to see some action from this Committee on Small Business, from the City Council, and from the mayor.
Whether some meaningful protection for small businesses has a better chance of emerging from the collaboration of this mayor, this speaker, and this city council than it did in the last three decades remains to be seen. It's clear, though, that many New Yorkers will be satisfied with nothing less. Richard Barr, WBAI News, New York.